Are you ready to break the silence and embrace the transformative journey of perimenopause? Well, you're in the right place. We are Natalie and Lisa, your hosts, and this is the podcast that's rewriting the script on perimenopause.
Join us in embracing the strength within, awakening dormant power, and closing the knowledge gap. We're here to inspire great health and ensure every woman is seen and heard.
Get ready for expert insights, relatable stories, and a community that gets it. Unleash your perimenopause power. It's time to own your story. Hey there, listeners. Have you had the opportunity to check out our Let's Talk community? It is a safe, supportive space for women coming into, going through, or on the other side of menopause. With weekly online meetups, learning resources, you can be sure of connecting with like-minded women who are ready to support themselves and support you. Go check out the link in the show notes to learn more about this vibrant community. And don't forget, we have got a very special offer. If you join right now, you can join for the lifetime annual fee of $99. Plus, if you join before April 21st, you can bring a friend along for free. Now let's get into today's episode.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Perimenopause Power. G'day Nat, how are you today?
I am good, thanks Lise. It's been a busy week, but as always, I'm excited to be here recording this episode with you and our wonderful guest today.
Yeah, busy with a capital B, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we've got another wonderful guest joining us today in the beautiful human that is Claire Martin. So just a bit of a bio about Claire. Claire has studied and worked in the field of personal transformation for 10 years. She specializes in helping entrepreneurs master their mindset, maximize their potential, and manifest their dream life. Love it already. Her mission is to guide clients back to believing in their innate power as a human being by removing blocks such as doubt, self-doubt, fear, and lack of self-belief, and to eradicate resistance to change on an emotional, mental, and somatic level. Claire teaches her clients to access unshakable self-confidence and guides clients to use lifelong tools that empower them to live a life of more connection, fun, fulfillment, joy, and heart-led purpose. Claire believes that by passing on her learnings, we can experience a more fulfilled career from the inside out by creating true alignment and a healthy mindset. Claire believes purpose is not an end game, but a daily ritual that we live and make manifest through a powerful mindset, heart-centered habits, and a purpose-led passion. Welcome, Claire, to Perimenopause Power.
Hi guys, thank you for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Well, we might kick right off, and actually we would love to hear about your journey, Claire, to becoming a transformational mindset coach. Could you share with us what has sparked your passion in this field and led you to specialize in helping individuals navigate their transformational journeys?
Yeah, so for me, I think as with many people that start in this kind of arena, I like to say your mess is your message. And so essentially for me, it was a big tower moment in my life. I had reached a level in my career, personal life, financial arena, where I guess if you were looking at it on paper, you would look at that and go, that's an amazing sort of portray of what a perfect life would be. And so I had the great job, I was earning good money, had the perfect apartment in St Kilda West overlooking the beach, had the dog, the clothes, the holidays, everything in life. And I remember vividly standing in my kitchen and I felt completely empty. I actually had zero fulfillment in my heart and I felt very disconnected and lost in the pursuit of the outside in reality of creating a materialistic and materialistic world. I had lost connection to who I was. And I had really lost my path. I didn't really know who I was, what I was about, what gave me joy. And from that point on, I experienced a huge tower moment where basically all of those things collapsed around me in the collapsing of, the realization of me understanding that I didn't have this inner fulfillment. I'd created my life from the outside in and not the inside out. And then the outside in collapsed. I actually exited my marriage, in that I lost my house that we'd actually invested a lot of money in, through my different business ventures. And my marriage separated, and then I moved out. And when I moved out, I lost my dog. And it was just like everything just crumbled. And then actually, my business that I was working in at the time, and I was transitioning at that point into coaching career, actually shut down due to the pandemic. So it was a case of me, myself, and I. And as they say, when the student's ready, the teacher arrives. And that ensued on a path of me learning something called consciousness coaching. And I started to go into the land of cultivating life and architecting your dream life from the inside out. So really, really understanding, where are my values? Where's my alignment? Where am I in resistance to myself? What have I done to cause this breakdown and this, I guess, this lack of self-communication where I'd ended up with this life that didn't really fulfill me. And that was the start. So it was really about moving from this do, I call it the do have be, doing the thing every day to have the thing that you want and then be the person you want to become. We think we've got to follow that line. For me, it was all about now being the person I want to be, doing the things I love, and then manifesting and having the things that I would like to accumulate. So yeah, it's been a swap.
Wow. I have to say, I was getting shivers as you were talking because I love what you say that there's a mess in the message. I've never heard that before, but just how powerful, and absolutely appreciate that our experiences and whatever type of situation or challenge we might find ourselves in, there is always a learning. And I often talk about perimenopause and menopause as being that time of perhaps greatest time of personal development and growth. And of course, it's probably the furthest thing from our minds because we are so troubled by the symptoms and the change and that resistance of us trying to push against this phase of life. But what we see and hear that when women are on the other side, they look back and think, wow, just what an incredible experience that was. And I've learned so much about myself. And you know, it's funny as you were talking, how lucky for you, which again might not be the right use of words, but you had that experience, you know, a fair while ago now. And it's funny, it doesn't matter what age you are. I had a similar experience in my early 30s after having my daughter and returning back to work. And I've shared this many times on the podcast, but there was just that sort of epiphany that I'm yearning for something and something's missing. And it's always when you can connect to that moment, as hard as it might be, that you realize, okay, there's a message here.
Yeah, massively. I think that's what I always say to people. You know, you're at that point when you're going, who am I? Who am I? What am I about? And what's really lights me up in my life? And you know, when we know what lights us up, we access energy. You know, we're all energy. And so it's really about accessing our highest potential. And so it's really about, for me, aligning your life to your highest joy, your highest alignment, your flow. And yeah, that's really what I've moved myself into the arena of helping people in that transformation.
Yeah, amazing. One quote that was been very prolific for me over the years is what is happening to you is happening for you. And I always come back to that, and it's just such a nice reminder as well that there's almost a sense of gratitude that comes up when I think about that quote.
Yeah, well, then you've definitely mastered some self-mastery in that because. Yeah, really, all healing is the discovery of value. When we can find the value in an event, we heal from it. And, you know, really, that's exactly like you said, finding the gratitude, finding the lessons and the wisdom that mean we can let go of that pain and that suffering and we can move into our power. So, yeah, for sure.
Amazing. So we know that perimenopause is a time of significant change. And as I said before, possibly one of the greatest transformations that a woman goes through. From your experience, how crucial is maintaining a positive mindset, not just over this period, but any other period of life that where we go through a transformation or a change? And what initial steps can someone take to cultivate a positive mindset, or even as I refer to it too, as that growth mindset?
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's about learning to see things from a growth focus. So it's hard to be positive all the time, and you know, being positive about everything is being on one in one polarity. I think it's about, for me, it's definitely cultivating awareness and, you know, really becoming self-aware So really not just about the positive aspect, but more about the acceptance and the understanding. So really moving into the place of, can I identify who I am through my awareness of myself? Can I see where and create conscious awareness of where I could be holding myself back or getting in my own way through learning and understanding myself and bringing in so much compassion? Because I think us women, we're just so hard on ourselves. We think we've got to be everything. And, and during that perimenopause, you're really going through that state of you really don't, you cannot get to that point where you don't really know who you are, right? And you can feel very dysregulated and confused. And I think that basically cultivating a mindset where you can really solidify who you are and what you're about and being in connection with the self on a daily basis as much as you possibly can. And that can mean time out, self-care, boundaries, different aspects of altering your life on that small aspect to really connect into self and have the time to sit with yourself, be that in a meditation, a breath work, walking the dog in the morning, just taking 3 minutes to ground yourself in your garden or on the beach or whatever's accessible to you, or maybe just sitting quietly in your own space. However that looks for you, because I think that self-awareness practice looks very different for people in what they like to enjoy to become present. I think coming back to presence is definitely something that helps people to balance and understand what is mine and what is not mine. Is this something that feels like it's mine on, is this something that feels like it's really happening to me? Or could it be that I'm going through this phase and that this is exacerbating it and it's making it feel a lot worse? It's making it feel more, catastrophic and harder to navigate. So I believe that definitely cultivating self-awareness and daily presence is fantastic. So simple, but so effective.
Yeah, so powerful.
Yeah, that is powerful. And I'm thinking about people that we've worked with or women that we've worked with where quite possibly isn't, the things that you've just, some of those initial steps that you just talked about, they possibly know they could be doing them, but they don't make the connection through the changes that they're going through. And I will say for some, it doesn't even come on their radar because as Nat and I call it, a lot of them think it's a bit of a woo-woo, right? I talk to people that think about manifesting, oh, it doesn't work. And, there is so much positivity in the whole manifesting element or, just some of the other steps that you've described. And I think once you can embrace those and actually have a positive mindset and a growth set mindset to, hey, you know what, I actually think that these are some of the steps that I could be doing, it can make such a difference. But it's taking the first step, isn't it, really? I'm interested to know, Claire, you've just talked about some really good options or steps there, but what about some challenges that you've observed in women, the day-to-day, the real life examples of women going through perimenopause? How can you support them in turning those challenges or how have you supported them in turning those challenges into opportunities for the personal or professional growth that they might be seeking at the time that they come to see you?
I think I've definitely witnessed, and I know through self-observation, because I'm definitely at that time in my life, that a lot of people going through perimenopause are feeling very dysregulated. Their nervous system is very dysregulated, and with that comes the feeling of, even more hormonal imbalance. Your cortisol levels are super high. That means your hormones are being thrown out even more. So basically, there's that feeling of ungroundedness. Of even the fact that your memory loss, your brain fog, these things going on, and the feeling of overwhelm and even being overstimulated. So for me, I think self-regulation, learning how to self-regulate on a body-mind level is a big passion of mine. So a large proportion of my work is somatic work, what's called somatic work or the bottom-up approach. So this is breath work. And this is something that's been integrated into my practice. So as well as working the top down on an emotional level, so understanding your responses and your thoughts and observing them and becoming aware, I also teach women and clients to do work on a somatic body mind level. Because if we can self-regulate the nervous system, we can really down regulate emotions and the impact that they can have on us, on our body mind system, on our clarity, on our focus. And I think being able to regulate yourself and get what we call vagal tone back, which is toning this vagus nerve and bringing in this nervous system regulation, that's been a massive game changer for women going through perimenopause to be able to self-regulate in times of high stress. You know, when the heart rate goes up, the breathing shallows, and that part of your brain shuts down, which helps you access logical mind, is being able to go, I can feel myself being stimulated. I know what it feels like to feel overwhelmed. So really getting in touch with the body and feeling through the body as well. What does it feel like when I feel overwhelmed, overstimulated, dysregulated? Building awareness and then going, I can see that I've either just experienced that or I am experiencing that, and I need to just regulate the nervous system by doing a practice such as breath work, which is so beneficial to do.
You know, what you've just described is what a lot of women are going through, but they wouldn't see it the way that you've just said it. Mm. Does that make sense? Like it's happening so much, and there's the issue that I see is that they don't have the time to slow down and actually acknowledge that. And I think that's like that first step to seeing what it is that you've just said. Does it? Yeah. No.
Absolutely. And I think that's the awareness part. Is there a way that, you know, we can, which I'm sure is what you guys do, is really building that awareness around knowing what perimenopause might even feel like in our bodies, in our sensations, in our emotions. So I think that's what women are experiencing, is this emotional flooding, right? That you get lots of the flooding coming on where you're just instantly dysregulated. And not even knowing that that is part of being perimenopausal. For me, I didn't even know that. I know I was speaking to you guys when we met. It's been even something new on my radar, even though I'm aware of it in others. It's almost like I've seen it in them, but then I've been so unaware of it in self. So absolutely, it's knowing that point of understanding, and then this is this self-awareness part. It's pivotal in really knowing, you know, who you are generally on a baseline level, and then being able to identify when your energy is out and you're out of alignment, or you're feeling disempowered or whatever that might be, is really creating that self-awareness.
I love everything that you're talking about, Claire, because you're just speaking my language. And I have to say, just saying the word vagus nerve or vagal tone, it just brings a sense within me. I remember when I was doing my yoga teacher training and just learning about the vagus nerve, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that is amazing. And then just learning how to, you know, switch on the vagus nerve through yoga and breath work. And then I just hear people say vagus nerve, and it just brings that sense of relaxation. It's phenomenal. And it is knowledge that the everyday person doesn't have, but how lucky to have your wonderful skill set in introducing that through your work. And you know, when you talk about that self-awareness piece and what you said, Lise, too, that women are just not aware. It's part of our daily existence that we are just so disconnected from self, and we're not present, and we're constantly living in that to-do, constant go, 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 autopilot, that we're not seeing or feeling the signs more so. And then that lack of education, which we've spoken about, Lise, that we don't have the very simple what, and most importantly, the why. I think that's a really key piece. I'll share that I have started the period talk with my 9-year-old daughter, actually, and a big part of me having a conversation with her is the why, actually understanding this is the magic of your body and this is what your body is going through. And some of it, you know, went over her head, but it's just understanding this is why we go through what we go through. This is the experience. And the first thing I said to her before we started, I said, I just want you to know how powerful and magical your body is.
Oh, and, so much.
And it's just, it's not, we just don't have that connection to just how powerful our body is and what it does. And it's because we're just so busy and we're on autopilot and we don't have the time, nor do we feel we can make time to even look into that or connect with that.
Just not part of the dialogue, is it?
No, not at all. And, you know, even working in, I mean, I definitely work in, I guess, in line with my cycle and things like that as well. I'm very aware now of my body through different stages and my clarity and my focus. And I'm very aware of what stage in my cycle I'm at and how I can not produce or produce depending on where I'm at. And gosh, I wish I'd have had that conversation with my mum at 9 years old. I, you know, and even having you guys around, me being 46 now, just to have the support that you supply and bringing that awareness to what a big shift this is for women. It's massive. And it affects marriages, it destroys marriages, it destroys careers. It is vital that we learn about our body and how we can respond to that, how we can help it, how we can support it, and what things we can do to support it. So, yeah, I'm so excited to have met you guys because it's brought more awareness for me as well.
Amazing, thank
Well,
you.
I love that we've connected as well, Claire, because I think even just getting you onto this podcast today, and we've got lots of listeners all around the world, luckily for us and lucky for them, because if they're not aware of it, it's a perfect introduction to have them thinking and, certainly get that thought process on their radar. Because as I said before, it's happening, but we just don't connect with the what is happening. We just move through it. And even I'm just thinking, just any of a lot of the symptoms that, whether it be a hot flush or what, a break in concentration, which happens quite a lot for me, all of those things, you can come back to, some of the steps and the observations that you've made in relation to bringing it back to how can I, why is this happening and how can I help myself through it? You've mentioned some great ideas already, some steps in that, but are there any other, perhaps one or two other key tools or practices that you may have found been particularly effective for clients in helping them master their mindset and embracing transformation during perimenopause that you may like to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I've obviously spoken about daily practices. Something I love is something called Awaken Daily. That's with an O, Owaken, Awaken. And this is a daily 15-minute practice. It's breath work. But the beautiful part about breath work is it's holistic. So it goes in at the energetic, the physical, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual. A lot of people think, like you said, the word woo-woo, a lot of people they don't really take it into account because I think it's all spiritual. But as we've just mentioned, it works on the vagus nerve, but it also changes our brainwave states. It can take us from beta brainwave, which is where we're very stimulated, we're doing lots of things, and the brain, when it's in beta, is normally in its high stress level. And then it can take you down into that alpha and theta, which is when you're in flow, you're using your intuition, you're creative. This is something, of course, that for women is an amazing place to be in. So I really, really support a daily breathwork 15-minute practice. And if you can do it, it's a very simple process, and you can find it on YouTube under Awaken Daily. And that's my beautiful mentors, Hella and Lucas, who are pioneers in breathwork, who I trained with for over 9 months. And the fact that I loved working with them is because they were so authentic and had so much integrity in their work. I'm trauma informed as a breathwork facilitator as well. And of course, we have these elements as well coming in for people where they may have experienced trauma. And then when you're going through the perimenopause, even those are exacerbated. So for me, that daily practice of breathwork is a game changer. And really understanding your needs. What are your needs as a woman, going into perimenopause? Where is it that perhaps you can become aware of what's happening in your life, what's occurring, looking at your daily interactions with people around you and what's going on, and understanding what your needs are at that time, and bringing that into your family unit or discussions or conversations, and really, really lighting up with as much as you can of being in alignment in your life as much as possible, bringing in areas of flow, connection, self-love, recalibration, whatever that looks like for you, to ground, calm, and just, again, just bring this all down so we're not feeling so dysregulated, I think is key.
Beautiful ideas and tools. Lisa and I often talk about that time during perimenopause. If there's ever a time for self-care, it is absolutely this time of our life. I mean, we should be factoring self-care practices and daily rituals into our life anyway, but if there's ever a time, it really is this time that we know our decade of our 40s really is a pivotal time to support our future health as well. And if we can do just even the smallest things, as you said, breath, it doesn't cost us anything. We have our breath with us every single day, or just doing any type of movement or getting outside, walking in the grass, grounding. I know they sound very simple things, but they really are deeply impactful in just bringing you back to the present, which really for this phase of life is really critical. So as you said, we can then start to have those conversations and open up and talk with our family around, this is what I need. This is how you can support me. This is how I can support you during this phase of life, because we know families are also feeling very much concerned or unsure about how to support women in their life through this phase. So that two-way conversation is absolutely critical for all of us during this phase.
Yeah, and that self-care element, it's interesting because a lot of people think self-care is going to have a facial or getting your nails done. You know, we instantly go to the pampering side, or it has to be something luxurious. And a self-care practice could be a silent boundary with yourself, saying, I'm going to be in bed by this time every night, or I'm going to have 5 minutes to drink a herbal tea in this particular room. I'm going to make a little zen den for myself, and no one's allowed to interrupt me in that time. I'm having time with myself. And they can be these different boundaries and things that we set with ourselves and others on a emotional and physical level and all different levels, to really cultivate that self-love. And so it doesn't have to be these things that sometimes people associate with self-care, these pampering things, but very much looking at, like I said, your needs. What is it that you need? Is it quiet time? Is it time with people? Is it a conversation? And then putting boundaries in place to ensure that happens. And you're so right about family. I know that so many men, they don't know about menopause either. They don't consider perimenopause. And to have the ability to say to your partner, which is, I know a conversation I had is, can you please listen to this? It's about perimenopause and what you might experience in me. And maybe that person outside of you can also indicate to you when you seem out of character or not like yourself, and just highlight and say, is everything okay? Is there anything I can do for you in this time? It doesn't seem like yourself right now. Is there something I can support you with? I think that's really vital.
So perfectly said. So this podcast is all about power and finding, nurturing, and using our personal power as we transition through life phases, in this case, perimenopause and beyond. We'd love to know from you, Claire, your experience on how you have come into your own power.
Yeah, so as I've mentioned so many times, I think for me, I use the word conscious mastery, or, you know, conscious awareness. Can you take a moment to really, really sit with yourself to understand, is there anything that you can do in your life to deeply understand yourself better? And I think, you know, unfortunately, about 95% of the population we're operating on a robotic level. We're not really taking the time to become consciously aware of the actions and reactions that we have. So one of the most pivotal but basic techniques, I guess, or things that you can do to step into your personal power is understand who you are. Understand, you know, what dysregulates you, perhaps where your reactions and your triggers are, and really understanding where they come from, and deeply bringing in so much compassion to all elements of yourself, understanding that your shadow and light, you know, we have our shadow elements and they're never going anywhere. Our triggers are always going to come up. But to really understand and create that conscious awareness, I think is the most pivotal step into moving into your personal power. When you know who you are, when you know what you need, when you know how to ask for what you want or speak out or self-express, when you feel safe in your body and in your environment, and when you can cultivate that all within you, you are powerful and you are an empowered person. So really looking at the places in your life, where are you disempowered right now? And is there a way that you can step into your own empowerment in that place? And I think that's really the cultivating the start of our personal power, is a deep understanding of who we are and what we need. And and doing all we can to perhaps investigate that and understand it as best as we can by using different experts in different fields to turn to and saying, hey, I really need support with this and I'd love to know. That for me was a definite game changer. Understanding myself was huge.
There is so much power in this session, Claire. If our listeners don't press stop at the end of it and walk away with something that they can get out of this session, I'm not sure that they were listening very well, because I think there's so much there that they can be conscious of, even if it wasn't on their radar. And it actually has, you know, for me, there's certainly things there that I thought, yeah, that's a great way of actually thinking about something that's coming to my thought process previously, but I haven't thought about it that way. So love it. Nat, did you want to finish off by saying anything at all?
Oh, I just wanted to say, yeah, incredible. That self-awareness piece really is just such an important part. And I think it's important to highlight too that there's going to be ugly bits, there's going to be warts and all, and just not letting that self-judgment or self-loathing come into the space, but just seeing it and acknowledging it. And I often say, whenever I'm going through a meditation practice, it's just about just seeing it and using this as information. We're simply information gathering here, so we know where we are, so then we can then move to where we want to be, right?
100%. We're in a constant feedback loop in our lives through our contacts, our soul contracts, our environment, our people, where we choose to be. It's always feeding back to us through our emotions, and they're just little messages for us to pay attention and bring so much love, which is what we do need during perimenopause, is to really bring that.
And you know what? I love that bit that you just said about paying attention, because we often talk about the whispers in perimenopause and we don't pay attention to the whispers. And then they start yelling at us so loudly. You have to pay attention. And sometimes that can be a little bit, there's a little bit more that needs to be undone. So, yes, pay attention. Claire, where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about the work or the wonderful work that you're doing?
Look, I think one of my most active platforms is definitely Instagram. I'm currently updating my website, so that's got so many new offerings coming with all the breathwork support I'm now offering as well. So my platform on Instagram is the dot abundant dot soul. So it's the abundant soul with a dot on the dot abundant dot soul. And they can absolutely reach me there.
Fabulous. We are following you on Instagram, and you've just come back from a wonderful time in Bali. So we've just been looking at those beautiful pictures you've been sharing with us too. So thanks, Claire, so much for coming on today. It's been wonderful having you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, both of you. It's been fantastic. I appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to Perimenopause Power. If you found today's episode empowering, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Your journey through perimenopause just got a whole lot brighter.
And of course, we'd love to hear your thoughts, so leave us a review. Your feedback helps us empower even more women on this transformative journey. Until next time, keep embracing your perimenopause power.